This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
It's always a fun week when we approach Dan at the Adelaide Mail when not many articles have gone up on the website because you know the man is on the back foot. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, it would continually, it seems to be that way.
Yeah, you keep us never on our toes.
The epitome of a slow news week.
That's all right. I'm just making you guys do all the work, basically.
Yeah, that's good. We're used to that.
The great thing about a slow news week, we dive in, we see what Dan just has to say off the top of his head on these topics. Molly, go.
All right, so pretty big news for us in the hills. Metro taxis and rideshare services have been given the go ahead. It's kicking off around summertime. So for those that maybe haven't hopped in a rideshare service before, what can they look forward to?
Oh, some absolutely great deals in the back seat, to be honest. Yeah, especially if you're catching it with the people from the Adelaide Mail. Can we say that on air? Probably not, but it's true. Just be careful who you get in a rideshare with because, you know, it basically becomes a bus at this point. And, you know, you get your smellies, you get your drunks, and you get your vagrants. And that's just the 935-41 going to the, city on a Monday.
Yeah, but you sometimes get a free mint or a bottle of water. That's good.
Yeah, that's always a plus. Just, you know, get those mints tested first, I guess, by your local authorities.
And give out those 5-star ratings. Dan, an unlucky pup this week took a trip after ingesting some human waste contaminated with, let's say, substances, because it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Should we brace ourselves for sensationalist headlines of out-of-control dogs here in South Australia?
Look, this article got sent to us many times, but mainly because it happened in the northeast in Anson's Hill. And everyone's saying, oh, is this you guys? Is this you guys? And look, just because it happened in the northeast, and, you know, maybe if the council installed more toilets, we wouldn't have to go... Oh, wait, they were talking about the article. No, that wasn't us, but, you know, we deny any involvement with that case, so we'll be making no further comment. Thank you.
Well, are you happy to talk about hospitals and parking fees? Because we've
heard
that, yeah, that they're going up, Dan, and people are not happy about this. So we want to know if you guys have any tips if we do trek to the CBD and try and park in a hospital.
Best way to do it is just park in the ambulance on ramp because no one's moving there. Plenty of free space. No one's going to move. No one's going to block you in. It's great. Stay as long as you want. And, you know, you save that $30 fee. So it's great, you know, if you've got a broken leg or are dying, for instance.
It's sad, but it's absolutely on the money. Dan, the cattle call has gone out for the next male review, Alpha Male. Now, they are looking for a male dancer during their dance, let's say they lose their clothes. Good news, though, they're interested in males, and they say they're interested whether they have an athletic build or a dad bod. Do you think that they're going to be inundated with local applicants?
Oh, look, once again, this is another thing that got sent to us saying you should apply, obviously. But look, we've been there, we've done that, and now we're permanently banned from Rest Haven for life. So it's... You know, not a good move on our behalf. But, you know, I think there'll be a lot of applications. A lot of people don't mind getting their kid off here and there. But I think it really does depend on the type of scene that this is happening in and what people want. I don't know what people want, and I probably don't have what people want. So, Molly, perhaps you could shine some light on this.
Look, Dan, I think you'd be welcomed. You're a lovely boy.
Okay, just not at Rest Haven again.
Yeah, were they a willing crowd?
It was, you know, around dinner time, so 3 p.m. So, you know, it was getting a bit rowdy there.
Okay, let's talk about sport, my favourite thing. Your boys, the Crows, they recorded their lowest score in their 30-year history. What went wrong?
I think they just didn't kick enough goals, to be quite frankly with you. That's generally what happens when you get a low score. What went wrong? It's a culmination of the last 30 years, basically, of the Adelaide Crows and how we're going. But, you know, I think we're on the... We can't get any lower. Well, actually, we can, which is scary. So wait and see what happens next week.
You could join Carlton, where I've, you know, experienced wooden spoon moments for most of my living life.
It's great, isn't it?
Look at you, Molly, with a football banter. Just
look
delicious.
Look at her go.
I know. And Grand Prix.
Speaking of you, Molly, latest update on your article for the Adelaide Mail. It looks like they could use the content.
Hell, I have forgotten about this, but maybe I'll get to my laptop.
Dan, how often do people just forget to create content?
Us, every day. We've been meaning to do it for a week now. I don't think there's anything up there.
I think articles. I might be the perfect employee.
You would be great. Right. You're hired. You know,
thank you.
Don't do anything and take the credit for it. That's
well,
great.
If you want to kick past the tumbleweeds, AdelaideMail.com, of course, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you can find them there at AdelaideMail. Dan, we'll pick it up again next Thursday.
Okay, see you then.